Hallelujah, hallelujah. Go ahead, lift your hands, lift your hands. Lift your hands. We surrender right now. Father, we just surrender. We put our hands up. We have our hearts up. We have our minds up. We just give it all up for you. This all belongs to you anyway. You are our beginning and our end. You are our start and our finish. We have nothing without you. So we just gonna put our hands up and surrender all this. It's yours anyway. I don't know what made me think it was mine in the first place. But it's yours, so I just lay it before you. All my thoughts, all my ways, all my ideas, all my desires, all my dreams, all my wants, I just lay them down. Because I want what you want. I desire what you desire. So let me see what you see. I'm just grateful. I'm grateful, Lord, I'm grateful. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Amen. I'm glad you're here tonight. Glad you're here tonight. Amen. You haven't seen your best yet. That's real enthusiastic. I thought when I said it that you would be like, yeah, I haven't seen. You have not seen your best yet. Yeah, listen, and what you have seen is not all that you're going to see. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. I know sometimes it feels like, man, when we going to see another thing? When we going to see another move? When that next good thing is going to happen to me? A lot of times in life, we're moving from moment to moment. We got little moments, and then bam, something happened, and we say, thank you, Lord, and go back over there. And so now we live yearning for the next moment. But let me tell you something real quick, and I need you to understand this. You are the moment that you're looking for. Amen. Oh, yeah. You're looking for love in all the wrong places. We're searching all these different places looking for it, but you are what you've been looking for. Come on, say, I am. What I've been looking for. Say it again. Say, I am what I've been looking for. One more time. Say, I am what I've been looking for. We've been looking for stuff for a long time, haven't we? Right, Marcus? We've been looking for stuff for a long time. And we're constantly on a seeking, on a search, trying to find that next best thing. Right? That's you. Let me calm you down for a second. Let me calm your search down, and you're rummaging through life, and you're trying to figure it out. Is you. The thing you've been looking for is you. But nobody's going to tell you that. Because if you know that, then you start functioning from a different level. If you know that, then you don't need me anymore. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. If you know that, then there's nothing else that could tell you something outside of yourself. If you know that. Come on, say I am. Come on, say it again, say I am. But we don't hear that in most of our days. You hear it when you come to service, or you hear it sometimes when you're scanning across somebody that's preaching the right thing, amen, right? But a lot of times you don't hear about you. You hear what you got to do, what you got to say, the steps you got to take, what's wrong with you, all the stuff that you don't do right. And now we live in a guilt consciousness. We live in a place of, well, maybe it's that last mistake that keeps me from being the best that I can be. Although he says, I cast your sins into the sea of forgiveness. What kind of sea is that? How does an all-knowing God forget something? On purpose. And so we're lily pad to lily pad, like the frogs jumping from lily pad. That's how life is, and it shouldn't be that way. It should be a flow. It should be a stream. It should be a consistent flow. Everybody say consistent flow. Come on, say it again. Say consistent flow. There's a scripture I read. It says, out of thy belly shall flow rivers of living water. Is that in the Bible? Is that in your Bible? It's in mine. Is that in your Bible? Out of whose belly? Your belly. Say my belly. Come on, say it again. Say my belly. So out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. So I shouldn't be thirsty if I got a river in me. Come on, y'all. Come on. Y'all got to get with me now. Come on. Because we can go somewhere. I shouldn't be thirsty if I have a river flowing out of me. But do you know? Oh, do you know him? Remember that? They say, Do you know you? I knew the Lord, he heard my cry. You know the Lord, where he at? It would be great. It would be great. It would be great. It would be awesome for the enemy for me to not know who I was. I mean, it's been his MO the whole time. It's been his mode of operation the whole time, to deceive me about me. Not a bunch of other tricks about a bunch of stuff, just about me. I'm most confused. Nobody's going to admit this, what I'm about to say, but you're most confused about yourself. Sometimes you're more sure about people outside of you than the person on the inside of you. Come on, let's tell the truth. Everybody say amen. Amen. Come on, we won't admit it. First rule to making progress is admitting some things. Sometimes I'm more sure about the other man than I'm sure about the inner man. Y'all didn't hear me? Y'all didn't hear me just now because y'all didn't hear me. I'm more sure about the other man than I am about the inner man. Yes. So now I need somebody to lay hands on me. Pray for me. Give me a word. You are the word. Why do I have to give you something that you are? Yeah. You have not seen your best yet. That's good news. Because if this was it, it's been okay up to now. We still here. But if this was it, let's get on out of here. Thank God that this ain't it. Come on, y'all. Come on. Come on. Thank God that. I'm gonna read it. Thank God that just like going to my job ain't it. Thank God that the relationships that we have are just not it. Because sometimes you get tired of those. Tell the truth, shame the devil up in you. Right? Like, thank God that there's more. Everybody say there's more. Come on, say it again. There's more. One more time. There's more. Now, life around us and society around us makes us think that things run out. And it makes us think that there's not enough. And it makes us think that when we get to a certain age, this ain't for you. You need to stop dreaming right now. What? Stop dreaming when? Stop believing when? Stop expecting the over and above when? Why? Why should I do that? Who told me that this was the end? Come on. You have not seen your best days yet. No, you ain't seen them. You ain't seen the best you yet. I know you've been out the streets for a while. And I know you've been living a clean life and the things that we judge ourselves by. But you ain't seen you yet. Ooh. There's layers. There's layers to you. And you gotta peel them back. Can't nobody peel them back for you but you. Alright, listen to what I'm trying to tell you. There's layers to you. I know we've been in the church for a long time. Someone's been here a long time, haven't we? Yeah. Praise God for that. Now it's time to peel, though. Yeah. I'm going to show you who you are and what's on the inside of you so you can start peeling back, because there's levels. Y'all got to believe me. If you don't, listen. Just believe me. Come on, just say I believe. I don't need you to search me out right now. God done searched me already. I've already been searched. That's why I'm up here talking to you. All right, I don't need you to search me out, figure me out, scratch me out, none of that right now. I just need you to believe me. Say, I believe. I believe. There's something else on the inside of you that you hadn't tapped yet. Say it. There's something else on the inside of me that I haven't tapped yet. Come on, there's something way down on the inside of me that I hadn't got to yet. Everything around me tries to keep me moving around so I don't focus. There's something on the inside of me that I haven't got to yet. That's the real me. I've been living for a long time, but I hadn't really met the real me yet. Whoo! Because it's inside you. Greater is he that is than he that is in the. So even the stuff that you see going on, there's greatness on the inside. And it's greater than what you're seeing. Even I saw it, you know, we say the world and we make it a battle between two different teams. I read it the other day and he showed me that what's on the inside of me is greater than what I'm manifesting on the outside. And I can manifest great things on the outside, but I still got greater on the inside. It's an untapped resource that does not run out on the inside of you. It can't run out. It can't be beat. And it's right there on the inside of you. So the trick is Luke 17. I'll just go there first. We'll see. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting something different. Like I just do the. Everybody want to be Jesus, but don't nobody want to die. It's a true statement. Let me be like you, Lord. Okay, get on the cross. Let's get them nails ready. Let's crucify what you want. Let's nail those things that you've been trying to get for yourself. Let's nail those to the cross. Everybody want to be Jesus, don't nobody want to die. Everybody want life, but nobody don't want to get up on the cross. This is what I'm trying to tell you. We want it all. Be it into your card, to your faith. What measure you meet is measured to he who soweth sparingly shall reap also what? He who soweth bountifully shall reap also. I want this kind of life. What kind of life are you giving? You know, people talking about they want the 100-fold, but the 100-fold take 100 of you. 100 of me. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. It takes that. But we're afraid to give that much because we think that we can run out. Now, I said it, and I pushed you to shout a little bit about it, that you haven't seen your best days yet. And there's more on the inside of it than you notice on the inside. You haven't met your real self yet, right? I said it, and we'll shout about it, but I need you to believe it. And your believing is not going to end with this message. It's going to end with the lifestyle. See, when you leave here tonight, you got to keep with that same train of thought and don't let nobody tell you anything different. We have been infected by everything around us. And so we take everything around us and build our lives. We take their building materials, Brother Joe. We take their building materials. And we don't take the ones, we don't take the frame he already framed up in us. We've already been framed. You've already been framed. You've already been built. You've already been shaped and molded. From the time he made Adam and Eve from the beginning, it's the same thing he made you. I've already made you in my image. I don't need nobody else telling you how to build you. Anybody outside of you talking to you should be telling you about who you are on the inside and who he says you are on the inside. If they're not saying that, they're taking you somewhere else. You got to believe it. You got to believe it. There's a feeling of running out. So we live a grabby life. I got to get this and I got to get this and I got to get this. And when I get these three things, I done made it. No, you haven't. There's more in there. So much more. Don't read the scriptures tonight like you knew them already, because you don't. Luke 17, verse 20, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees are making demands out here. When the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, now watch this, now they're asking when the kingdom of God should come. So now they're basing it on time right now. They're definitely assuming that it's not there already. So when should, and the Pharisees, you got to watch them when you're reading about them. You got to watch them because they really ain't want to know nothing. They really was trying to tie him up. All right, so when y'all read your gospel, just you got to watch the Pharisees. They were just trying to tie Jesus up so they can have a reason to kill him. So they really ain't want to know, but we got some good stuff out of it. Amen. So he said, when demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come. And he answered, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. So now you're looking to the hills from which coming my help. Yeah. I know. Yeah. I know that one hurt a little bit. No, let's calm down. How long have we been looking at the hills? We've been looking at the hills from which cometh my help forever. Come on, you might as well say amen. I know that was your line or that's your whatever. Yeah. Looking to the hill. Send me a sign, Lord. Wow. Yeah. Got to jolt you out that norm. I was reading Isaiah 55 and he starts talking about, and we've been reading this for the longest, For my thoughts are not your thoughts. And your ways are not my ways. I saw how he flipped that around. So he said, my thoughts are not your thoughts, but your ways not my ways. I like that. I slowed down and read it today. But he says, high is the heaven above the earth. That's where my stuff at, right? That's where my thoughts and my ways at. And we still reading that 2,000 years after Jesus done what he did. Jesus dropped off John 14 and 6. He said, he didn't say it was high. He said, I am the way. You looking for the highway? No, you the way. The Bible. Your Bible. Huh? Your Bible is the progression of mankind to God. You can feel how you want to feel what I'm about to say right now. It is the truth whether you catch on to it today or next month or whenever. Your Bible from Genesis to Revelation is the story of the progression of man falling from who he thought, who he knew, who he was, who God made him to be, and coming back to him. Yeah. Coming back to being one with him. So I'm not, everything is needful. Everything is a part of the plan. But I can't keep saying his ways are not my ways if Jesus told me that I'm the way and he's on the inside of me. Looking to the hill from which comes my help. Waiting for the rapture. I looked up the word rapture. I'm just going to hurt for a quick second. Look up the word rapture. The real meaning of the word rapture, it means rape. It comes from the word rape. Is he really coming to rape us? No. Rapture ain't even in the Bible. The word rapture? We've been waiting for the... Come on, y'all tell you. How many people been waiting for the rapture? Lift your hands. Come on. Now you not because I said it's rape. Now I wasn't waiting for the raper man. The raper man coming. I wasn't waiting for him. Come on. Tell the truth. How many of y'all was waiting on the rapture? Come on. Tell the truth. Oh, y'all lying to me. Brother John, they lying to me. We got a different way of saying Jesus coming back. The glory. The rapture. Y'all know you was waiting on the rapture. He ain't coming rapture me. I need to stop. Y'all don't want. We're looking. Lord, send me a sign. Sometimes, Pat, we easy. We are easy to deceive. We so needy. Most of our prayers are needy prayers. Most of our prayers, our worship, our fasting, they're needy. But if you knew you had, you wouldn't need. Y'all gotta, okay. Okay. If you're only needy because something told you, okay, here we go. Y'all ready? I'm gonna put your seatbelt on. Here we go. It's the same thing as in the beginning, in the garden. You were told that you weren't something that you already were. So I'm going, because you'll be just like God. But you already made in his image. But you'll be just like God. But you already made in his image. But surely he don't want you to eat that because you're going to be just like him. Lying to you about the Father. Like y'all two different people and y'all not together in this. Like he hiding something from you. So I am needy because I don't know who I am and what I have. I find myself wanting because I don't know who I am and what I already have. And so now I begin to live out of my need. Lord, I need you to show me something. Lord, I need you to give me the way. Lord, I need you to guide me. Lord, I need you to direct me. Lord, I need you. I need. And so because we're so needy, we're easy. Because if I know you keep screaming out that you need this, if I'm the enemy, all I got to do is show you a path. Yeah. And make it a little coincidental. Yep. Make it work out a little fancy. And we jumped off the cliff. Because we're needy. Jesus didn't preach a needy message to us. He didn't tell you be needy. Y'all listen to me. If I don't know what I have, I'm always reaching for something. So instead of manifesting, I'm reaching for something. Y'all see the difference? Instead of bearing fruit, I'm trying to get fruit and put it on my tree. Y'all better see that. I'm going to say it again. Y'all better see it. I'm going to say it again. Y'all better see it. I'm going to say it again. You better see it. Instead of manifest, see growth, what growth does, is it takes its natural course, and then it, if it's an orange tree, what is growing? Orange. And it's just going to take you that, and at the end of the cycle, the orange is going to come from the tree. Yeah. Right. Nobody brings oranges and put them on the tree. Like putting ornaments on a tree for Christmas, right? Nobody take, let me take the oranges and clip them on there so we can make this an orange tree. And sometimes we're clipping the wrong fruit on our tree. Why are you trying to be an apple so bad when you're orange? To be what God called you to be. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. You get the fruit and go try to clip it on your tree. So you find one. You keep running. We're not manifesting. Right? I heard Apostle say this the other day. Everything that we need is already created. Amen. Now we just have to manifest it. When Jesus said it is finished, he wasn't lying, y'all. Look at your neighbor and say, he wasn't lying, y'all. He wasn't lying. You are finished. Say, I am finished. Come on, say it again. Say, I am finished. Come on, say it again. Say, I am finished. He was not lying. He finished the work at the very beginning. But my soul, I've been listening to these messages. I know y'all see we picked up on social media. So if you're on social media, you know, we picked up it. So I've been, I went back to the message way in 2018, beginning, and it says soul alignment. You align your soul with prosperity and it's soul alignment. And anybody caught ever been out of alignment? Yeah. I can't hear y'all. Anybody? Yeah. How that ride go? What it feel like? Come on, show me what it to me. Show me how you be moving. Show me how you be moving. You ain't really got it. You ain't really got full control. Like, you're not that comfortable with the ride. It's not smooth. You know something's wrong, right? How do you know when it's out of alignment? You know something wrong, right? You let the wheel go, the car start doing like that, right? Like, you know something is wrong. You got to hold on to the wheel a little extra harder than you have to do the normal way. Because something is wrong, because there's an alignment. The alignment is off. The alignment is off. How keep ending over here in this ditch? The alignment is off. How keep ending up over here where I ain't got what I'm supposed to? The alignment is off. My soul. Everybody say my soul. Come on, say it again. My soul. Come on, say it again. My soul. The alignment, the alignment is off. Because we've gotten our soul diet from somewhere other than the Father. Now, this go way back. I don't have time to really go into this. And if we can really sit down and talk about it, we can really find some issues that's giving us an issue today. Yes, right? But because we're speaking to the masses, you're going to search the scriptures. Yeah. But this can go way back to your childhood. Yep. Where there's something that you've been told, right? And you've been framing. I don't care where it came from, but you've been framing everything that you are by what you allowed yourself to believe at that time. Might have been a naive moment. Might have been a moment that I didn't know. Might have been a hurtful moment. Right. But whatever that is, it was a seed planted inside of me, and it started to grow and try to bear certain fruit within me and make me think that that was me. Amen. Come on, y'all. Y'all listening? Are you listening? If you listen, say amen. And it's my soul has been unaligned from the truth that I am. John 8:32, I believe it says, and ye shall know the truth and what the truth does. Make you free. Now, it'll make you what you already are, but you gotta know the truth. Know the truth about you. One of the ways I saw this happen was, and I'm not going deep in that, but in slavery days, they didn't want the slaves to read. Why do I not want you to read? Because if you read, you'll see some things that we ain't telling you. If you read, they say, if you ever want hide something from somebody, put it in a book. Really, I'm beyond it, say black man. They put it in a book. Right? That's translated even to 2019. Ain't that something? So I have to keep something away from you so that you don't know who you are. Because if you ever know who you are, you'll start acting like yourself. That thing you don't like, that ain't you. That's something that was planted in you. You remember they said they go to sleep and then the enemy come and plant them tares? When you sleep, when you're unconscious. when you're not woke. Then he gonna catch you and plant some things in there. I found out something about I found out something about your consciousness. So you have what you call a subconscious. The doctors and stuff like that, subconscious and conscious. Your consciousness. Everybody snap your finger one time. Boom. Everybody clap your hand one time. Boom. That's your consciousness right there. That's top of it. That's what tells you the action right there. Most of your stuff, most of your functioning is out of your top of the line. It's not deep at all. It's just consciousness. It's just regular old action. Get up, walk to the car. It's regular old action. That's in your conscious. But there's something called the subconscious. Sub means under. The Bible talks about the spirit of man is a deep, deep well. It talks about the spirit searches all things. Yea, the deep things of God. It's talking about you, all right? Watch this. And there are things in there that cause you to be who you are. The sub always feeds the consciousness. Just like your spirit man feeds your soul, but is your soul mucked up? Does it have too much muck, too much junk, too much craziness in there that doesn't line up with the truth of who you are? Because if it does, it'll get smothered. If your soul is full of everything else, then it become then the true you gets smothered. And that's why you feel like you're suffocating. And you want somebody to give you a break, but you got to give yourself a break. My soul alignment. What kind of diet you been feeding your soul? I asked somebody the other day, say, you won't be rich, huh? Yeah. You won't have money yet? Yeah. Well, what diet have you been feeding your soul to produce that for you? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. We believe that, right? It's in the scripture, right? What diet have I been feeding my soul to tell me the same thing? What have I been eating that lines up with my blood type? Because you don't know you. You've been smothered. You're almost smothering yourself. It gets to the point where now it's no longer anybody else smothering you, it's you. You're choosing to be smothered. Little spot in the bed in the morning. You know you got to get up and get some stuff done. Because if you don't get to moving out this house, ain't nothing going to happen in life. But it's that little dent that you made right there in the bed. Huh? Come on. Come on. It's that little dent. That little dent you done laid down, that little dent, and it's warm. You don't even roll to the other side of the bed like, whoop. Because you done made that little dent, and it's warm, and it's, I got to go out here into this cold. Don't talk about the wintertime. I got to go out into this. Because that little dent. I can just lay here forever. And so sometimes our life situations and the things that we've allowed people to tell us about ourselves become that little dent. And even though you feel so strong that you want to get out of it, it's so comfortable to you that you lay in it. You haven't seen your best yet. All right, listen to me. And there's some things that's coming out of you that you didn't even know was in there. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. No, stop talking about your age and all that stuff. Nobody don't care about all that. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. You know, nobody cares. But in order to get to a place that you never gotten to, you got to take a path that you never were willing to take. You got to be willing to swim a little deeper than you did last time. And I'll warn you before you start swimming in the deep. You're going to need an escort. Anybody ever swam in deep, deep water before? Like literally in life. Like, no, I'm not talking about in the spirit or in the deep water. No. I'm talking about you literally in the ocean or a deep pool or something. I'm talking about literally like on you. I'm not in the spirit right now. I'm talking about physically. I got to be clear because you was in some deep water. Okay, first of all, if you don't know how to swim, learn how to swim. Second of all, shout out to tank proof. Second of all, If you've ever been in some deep water, the deeper the water, the higher the pressure. Listen, what I'm telling you. The deeper the water, the higher the pressure. And the pressure is real strong when you get deeper. But the first pressure you got to beat is the pressure that's trying to push you back up to the surface.
Yeah.
Like it can be difficult to swim way down. The only way that you can really get down to the deep is you've got to let some of the breath that you got inside of you out already. You gotta breathe out the air you've been breathing.
Yeah.
Heard somebody say, "Sunday, take us deeper, Lord." I said, "You sure you want to go over there? You know, that pressure get tight, and you possibly could lose your life." But shoot, they got more in there than what I'm living. If you're comfortable, you're out the will of God. Be ye, it ain't in there, but I'm going to just say, be ye comfortable. My top will for you is to be comfortable. Listen, people need you. Hold on, all right, you need you. But somebody else needs you. They need you to manifest where you are so they know how to manifest where they are. What do you think witnessing really is? Somebody's seeing something, they're a witness. And they're seeing something. But it's further than our religion, our holding on till Jesus comes. It's not that anymore. That's not what he called you to do. He called you to manifest wherever you are, however you are, wherever you are. Just you manifest. There's more on the inside that we need. I need more from you. There's something that you got on the inside of you that's going to change me. Iron sharpened iron, that's scripture, ain't it? Huh? Every joint supplied, that's scripture, ain't it? How can two walk together except they agree? I don't want to be lonely in living my true self. We should be walking together in fullness of who we really are. Somebody needs it. The person next to you needs it. The person sitting behind you needs it. It is needed. So don't let your accountability for yourself, right, deny somebody else of something that they need. Jesus. Everybody say Jesus. You love him, don't you? Yeah, even Jesus said, "Lord, if you can, let this cup pass." And I read it again because I thought he said it once, and I thought he said, "Lord, if you can, let this cup pass from me." And then he snapped to himself, "Not thy will, but thy will be done." But then he came back a second time. He said, "Well, if the cup ain't going to pass from me," he started talking like, "Well, if the cup ain't going to pass from me, then I'm going to go ahead and do what I got to do." But he was trying to hint. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. A lot of people love him because of what he did on the cross. I love him just from the front to the beginning. I really love him from the beginning to the end, to right now, all that, because he eliminated excuses for me. He eliminated excuses for me. He showed me where I was weak and told me where I was strong. And he said, "You can do this." Listen to me. He said, "You can do this." Listen, he said, "You already are." Over and over again, thy faith made you whole. Your faith did it. I ain't seen such great faith. Your faith did this. He's trying to tell you something. Over and over again, trying to tell you something. A lot of people going to leave here and do the same thing after we leave this meeting tonight. Because the rut is so deep, we thought it was our safe place. I pray that not be our story. I pray that not be our mold. Amen. But my prayers ain't going to help you. They not. I'm praying for you. You better pray for yourself. I'm praying for you. You know you really can't change people?
Yes.
Oh, y'all thought we was changing folks out here, huh? Oh, you can only present something to someone for them to change themselves. Yeah. How many people you try to change and ain't changed? Go. Count them on your hand. I've been trying to change people for 20 years, and they ain't changing. Nobody changing. Then you start thinking you a failure. You ain't a failure. You just been trying to do it instead of showing them how to be it. He says, the kingdom of God comes not with observation. So now we're not waiting on something to come or looking to the sky or looking for a move or looking for a wave or we need another revival or we need another move of the Spirit. Are we waiting for him to pour out his Spirit upon all flesh and the sons and daughters are going to prophesy? You're already seeing dreams. You already heard some prophecies, haven't you? We're still waiting for another outpouring. The next outpouring we're waiting for is coming out of you. It's not coming out the sky, everybody. It's not coming in a wave or a fog. It's coming out of you. You are the wave you've been looking for. You the rain. I know it's hard to believe. I know it's hard to believe right now. Because if I was it, then why is like this? If I was it, why did it work out this way? If I was it, why do I feel like this? Nobody gonna talk this. This is a deep talk right here. This is a talk you have with yourself when you by yourself and you ain't gonna tell nobody else. And then you shed that tear on your own by yourself, but you don't want to be honest with yourself. But let me talk to you. And I want you to hear my voice next time you get to that deep moment. Amen. You already are. And don't let nobody tell you different. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. We're flooded with ideas about who we are and what we're supposed to be and how we're supposed to function and how we're supposed to act. And nobody said, calm down, it's already in you. Calm down, it's already in you. You don't need deliverance. You are delivered. And you are your own waiting for another moment. If I could just get the service, I'd be all right. And I understand, according to your faith. If that's where your faith is, that's where your faith is, that's what's going to work for you. Right? But there's much more that should be going on. We come here to get things a lot of times. An apostle preached on Sunday. I saw him went to Albany last week. And he preached two different messages at the same time. Oh, yeah. It's two different messages at the same time. No, every time you come talk, look, I'm preaching two different messages at the same time. You don't know it. It's two different messages at the same time. They got one right here, and then they got one way up in here. Right? But it depends on what measure you meet. If you came here to get something, you're going to get something. But if you came here with something, he's going to show you what to do with what you got. Two different messages. Y'all ain't hearing me right now. I'm talking two messages right now. Y'all better calm down and listen to me real quick. Two different messages. And you came here to get something. I came here to get a word. You'll leave with one. I mean, you came here with one because you are the one, but that's cool. Be into according to your faith. However your faith functions, that's how it's going to function for you. But is there a deeper measure of your faith? Could your faith be deeper than what you've been allowing it to be? Come on, answer me now. Could your functioning be deeper than what you've allowed it to be, right? So you're going to get a word. If you came to receive a word, you'll get a word. But if you came as a word, you'll know what to do with the word. That second one is the one when we start taking territory. Yes. Yes. That second one is the one where change starts happening. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't come to gimme. I got it. Say, I got it. Say it! So now when you show up, I'm telling you what to do with what you got. It's a difference, ain't it? It's slight though. It's real slight. Like it all feel good. It's all slight, but I'm telling you what to do with what you got. So I came with it. Yes. When I walked in, I came with it. Yes. You already got it. It don't come with observation. Neither shall they say, it's over there. Go get this one right here. Do this over here. Low here or low there. For behold. What does it say? Put it on the screen real quick for me, right quick. Verse 21. Come on. Come on. Because I want them to read. Come on. Okay. Low here. Over there. Behold. The kingdom of God. Listen to me. Look at me. I'm telling you. Behold this, what I'm trying to tell you right now. Beholding it. Be and hold it. How much time I got left on the clock? Be, hold who you be. Don't let you go. Hold who you are. This is what you be already. Hold that. How you hold something you don't want nobody to take from you? Come on, show me how you hold it. What did you do? Come on. I used to get the shaking and stuff, right? Right, like it's intentional. Huh? It's not accidental. You don't just. Come on, you be scared to drop it. I know, I'm looking just now. Lord, clean my screen, don't be. Somebody walk up and try to grab what you got. Grab your phone from you. How you hold on to that? I'm about to run up and grab your purse. I know we're in the country, so they don't have a whole lot. I'm about to run up and try to grab you. What you doing? Somebody try to take what's yours. How tight do you hold on to that? Behold. Hold who you be. You be somebody. I know that ain't good English. But you be somebody. You already are somebody. Listen to me. Don't look at me to try to see who you're supposed to be. Right? Because I'm me. And you. We don't need two of us. I don't need two of us. I'm trying to deal with this one. But behold who you be. I got to find my be from the truth. I hold who I be. Behold. And what it says. The whole kingdom, well, part 50% of the kingdom is in you, and you got to get the other 50 from service. Hold on. 50% is in you, but you got to get the other one from taking a journey to Mecca. No, 50% of you, but you got to take a trip to Jerusalem and get the other 50%. No, the whole kingdom, and he even had to say the whole kingdom because it just is what it is. The kingdom of God is within you. This is enough to do it all for us. If there was no other scripture in the Bible, this was enough. Y'all, no, we don't hear it. I'm going to go back. Matthew 13, quick, because I'm going to go back to Luke 17, because the kingdom of God is within you. Come on, say, the kingdom of God is within me. This is what I'm trying to tell you. It's within you. It's in you. It's been in you. It's been there the whole time. And everything else, everybody been telling you something different, but it's been in you the whole time. God's way of being is in you. That's the way of being. We used to say God's way of doing things. Somebody told us the kingdom of God is God's way of doing things. I just heard God's way of being is in you. The domain, kingdom, the domain of the king is within you. Matthew chapter 13, verse 13, you got to catch this because therefore I speak to them in parables. verse 11, he answered them and said, because it's given you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. The mysteries ain't nowhere else but in you. Woo, yeah. They're not, the dove ain't bringing them. Ain't no dove dropping them off at your house. I got to break that mentality that you're going somewhere for a move that you are already. Are y'all listening to me? Now that's scary. Well, I don't think more highly than I ought to think. Yeah, but you've been thinking way lower than you should. So before we get over there talking about highly, we ain't even touched the high yet. Well, I don't want to think more high. You're not thinking nothing right now. Y'all get what I'm saying? Because that's the first thing. Come on. You know, the enemy know the scriptures. He'll use those same scriptures. He know the Bible better than you do. He's been around a long, long time. He's been fooling people. He's been fooling the very elect. He's been fooling the best of us. He's like, well, you know, now, hold on. Because that's how he talked at the garden. I believe he, that's, you know, no, don't think more highly than you ought to think. You know what I'm saying? Don't get beside yourself. How you standing beside what you don't know? I don't even know myself yet. See, watch it. Next time, I got it. There we go. That's a good one. You ready? Next time a little voice come in and say, you know, now you need to calm down. You need to get a little lower. Well, I'm under the ground already. Answer like that. Next time, what's going to, this how this transition feels. Can I help you for a quick second? Can I help you? Everybody say amen.
Amen.
This transition starts to feel like you're bigoted, but you're not. Because you know that humility means I'm totally dependent on God. So my step with confidence is not in me. It's in who's in me. Yeah. But it's going to feel a little uncomfortable because I've been so, you're not worthy. Humble myself under the Lord. So it's going to start, it's going to scratch you a little. It's going to feel like, am I saying a little too much about myself? No, you're not. You ain't been saying nothing.
Amen.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yeah.
You don't think more how than y'all? I ain't even mid-level yet. How can I think more highly? And really, to be honest, thinking more highly of yourself than you ought to think is really means that you think you're better than somebody else. Yes, but to them it is not. It's given to you to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven. You are the mystery. But to them, I don't know who them is, but it's them people. It's not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given. Okay, so that means if I got it, then I get it. Right? If I got it, then I'm going to get it, right? If I got it, then I get it. Y'all say, if I got it, then I get it. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given. And it says, and he shall have more abundance. Okay, cool. We like that one. But whosoever hath not, right? From him shall be taken away even that he hath. But that line don't make no sense to me. Read it. But whosoever hath not, what does hath not mean? Come on, English, you ain't got it. Say, if I have not, I don't have nothing. So he who don't have nothing. It's simple, ain't it? Yeah, slow down. And you know what's tricky, too, that you've been memorizing these scriptures. Tricky. Slow down. But whosoever had nothing, I mean, you ain't got nothing. From him shall be taken away even that he had. But how you going to take away what I got when I don't have nothing? How you going to take, can't squeeze blood from a turnip, right? How you going to take something from me if I ain't got nothing? He's trying to say something. You better calm down. You better calm down, slow down, see what Jesus. And then he starts talking to them next time. He said, what did? He said, therefore I speak to them in parables. Because they seeing, see not. And hearing, they hear not, neither do they understand. Let's go back to the scripture before that, though. If you don't have it, you're going to get taken away that what you do have. Do you have it or not? Right? Well, they have what? I done heard tons of messages over the years, where they're talking about faith. And they're talking about the glory. If you got the glory, then you get more glory. And what is he talking about?
Kingdom.
Kingdom. And then when you hear kingdom, you hear identity. If you don't know you got it, it'll take what you got. Douglas, if you don't know you got it, then everything around you is going to take what you got. It's going to call you out your name. It's going to have you acting out yourself. It's going to have you living a way that's not as good as what the Father provided for you to live because you didn't know you got it already. You hear me, Todd? You hear me? So he who, whosoever hath not, who determines whether you have it or not? Like in your consciousness, your mindset, your soul determines whether you got it or not. It determines whether you're going to function like you have it or whether you're going to function like you don't have it. That's you. And if you decide not to function like you, then you ain't got it. You got it, but you ain't got it. That's the worst thing to have it, but don't know you got it. You struggling trying to pay a bill and they had the money in there, but you thought it wasn't in there. Huh? Are you just looking for something and you've been trying to get it for so long, but you've had it all the way the whole time, but you've just been struggling trying to get what you got already. So if you don't have the understanding that you got it already, you're going to chase it. Yes. If you don't understand that you got it and you it. Come on, let me encourage you, please. It. You are it. You. Yeah, you. Say yeah and me.
Yeah.
Come on, say yeah and me. Yeah. I didn't ask you about your shortcomings or what scripture you don't know or how long you've been. I didn't ask you about none of that. I didn't ask you about none of your actions because you're befooled by your morals. You do a good thing, you do a bad thing tomorrow. It'll flip on you like nothing. Paul said it, well, good is present, evil is also present. You cannot build on that. Good defines evil and evil defines good, but life has no opposite. I didn't ask you about all that. I'm just trying to tell you who you are. But if you don't know, then it'd be, you got a lot of land somewhere over there. You got millions of dollars buried in the lot on the inside. Mm-hmm. But if you don't know, somebody gonna stumble up on it and take all that you had. And then what we do, Lord, send me $1 million. It's already in you. It's already in you. Lord, it's already in you. You've been set up from the jump. But I gotta speak in parables. I speak in parables, and he goes on to say, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. He keeps saying that. See, I speak in parables. I speak in a certain way because everybody does not have the consciousness. Watch this. This is what I'm saying. Everybody does not have the consciousness to do the right thing with this power. Not yet. And if that's you, you need to go ahead and start fixing that. What's the greatest commandment in the law? What's the greatest commandment in the law? They called it the Shema. That's in the Old Testament. They've been saying that since Isaiah, since Jeremiah, since way back then. So it wasn't nothing new. What's the commandment? Love the Lord your God with how much? All your heart, your mind, and your soul, everything. Like all you got, love the Lord your God. But then Jesus said, and the second one, which wasn't in the Shema in the Old Testament, which is where we lost it at. The second one is just like the first one, that you love your, as you love your, yeah. Because that's who you are. That's part of the identity. That's the kingdom of God. That's actually who you are. That's not what you do. That's actually who you are. If you got problems with your neighbor, you're out yourself. The word is made flesh. It is who you are. This Bible is telling you who you are. It's written down about who you already are. Because seeing they see not, and hearing they hear not, neither they understand. Verse 14, I would want to jump to verse 15, but I'm reading verse 14. And Demas fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah was saying, by hearing they shall hear and not understand. And seeing they shall see and shall not perceive. Verse 15, for this people's heart is waxed gross and their ears are dull of hearing. And their eyes they have closed. Lest that, what time?
Anytime,
any minute. Everybody say any minute.
Anytime.
Come on, any second.
Anytime.
Everybody say right now.
Right.
Lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted and I shall heal them. Anytime. Everybody say anytime. That's not a gradual buildup of time. It means anytime. It's the time that you decided to open your eyes and the time you decided to open your ears and the time you decided to understand who you are, that's when the lights come on. The Lord told me something today. He said, stop messing with the light bulbs. Hit the switch. Anybody can change a light bulb. Find the switch. You know, you're dark in the room. You walk in the house, it's dark, right? Dark in the room. You don't go in there talking about, let me find the light bulb. Nope, you feel on that wall. And if you've been there, if it's your house, you know exactly where that switch at. If it's your house. If it's your house, then you know exactly where the switch at. In my house, that's a problem. Why you're in the dark? You're in my house. Get out of my house, intruder. And somebody's in your house, intruder. Then they cut the lines and turn your lights off. Right now, y'all go home. Y'all not gonna forget this. Y'all go home. Y'all gonna, you go right in the room. Pop. You ain't gotta. You know people feel on the wall. Look, stop. And you expect to be able to see. If it's your house, so y'all been, we've been changing light bulbs and wondering why the lights ain't coming on. We've been blaming it on the bulb. Well, see, I need a new bulb. I ain't never hit the switch. I need a new bulb. Well, let me get in the wall and check all the wires. Let me call somebody to come, an electrician to come and check. I'll charge you $250 until you turn the switch on. I wish I was an electrician. I walk in the house and look at you. You know, sir, my lights ain't working. I see the light switch. I'm like, I start talking. Well, you know, your walls. Let me feel your walls. Let me light bulb. Oh, let me see. Look over there. See in that corner? Oh, I got them working. 200. Flip the switch. Everybody say flip the switch. Flip the switch. Say it. Flip the switch. Turn it on. Everybody say turn it on. Turn it on. Turn it on. You don't even know what's in the room because the light's off. You don't even know what's inside of there. The hidden things. You know where they hid at, huh? You. But flip the switch, the lights come on. And I flip the switch. I ain't got to go connect no wires and all. Flip the switch, the lights come on, then I see everything that's in the room. Some of our shortcomings. Don't anybody got any? Hey, come on, anybody got any? Raise your hand up in here. That's going to be your shortcoming. The fact that you ain't going to raise your hand. All your shortcomings. Yeah, well, I keep tripping over this thing. You keep tripping over things because you hadn't. It's the worst thing to walk in the dark room and trip over something, huh? Yeah. Whew. Right? You keep tripping over that thing because I hadn't flipped the switch. So they give me this counterfeit light. They give me a flashlight and told me I could see everything. Or the biggest deception is if it's not dark but it's dim. Because you think you see. But we see in part and we know in part, but when that which is perfect is come. He laid hands on that blind man. He says, I see men walking the streets. Well, clearly it wasn't clear. Clearly it wasn't clear. He touched him again. Boom, go deeper. I went deeper. Light switch, come on. Boop. I see everything. Flip the switch. He told me, stop messing with the light bulbs. Why the former day, you're not inquiring wisely concerning this. You're not asking the right things. You're not considering the right place. You're not touching the right thing. You're praying about this when it's really this. So my prayers are not asking God to deliver anything to me anymore because he's given me all things that pertain unto life and godliness. If greater is he that is in me than he is in the world, I've been given all things that pertain to life and godliness. And there's an unction, there's a spirit inside of me, there's an unction from the Holy One, and I don't really need anybody to teach me what my unction is. You can point me towards my unction, but you can't teach me my unction. My unction is my unction. It's the way that God made me. So the way that I function is my unction. So you can't teach me my unction, but you can point me in the direction of my unction. You can tell me that it's on the inside of me when I know it's on the inside of me. See, I hadn't been walking well with you because I didn't know who I was. So we couldn't agree because I didn't know me. Bars. We couldn't walk together and function together because I didn't even know what I was bringing to the table. But you don't need a lot of scriptures. He said, listen, any time. You pick the time. Now, if you got to wait faith, then let your faith wait. If that's how your faith is built, I got to wait till 21 days and then okay, cool. That's on your body. I don't believe in that. Straight away, suddenly, immediately. Huh? I believe when I have decided to allow myself to see, and I've decided to allow myself to hear, and I've decided to allow myself to understand, at that time that I decide to allow this to happen, conversion happens immediately. I don't need nobody to come deliver me. So to be clear, I want to leave you with this in a minute. I want to leave you in this particular session with this. And I'm just, the kingdom of God. I know we all done read it a million times. I know you thought you understood what but you're still looking for something on the outside. You don't understand this. And so that means that all in all thy getting, get understanding. That means you really don't need to be doing nothing else but trying to understand this. He got to shift it and learn a whole bunch of other stuff. And it does, you say, well, it's right where you, whatever you call it, right where you're at on a daily basis, the kingdom is there on the inside of you. And it's showing you how to function. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. Listen to me. And you have to research the kingdom. You understand these red words so he can keep telling you about yourself. The kingdom of God is within you. It ain't nowhere else. It's within you. What you need, what you does, everything is on the inside of you. Stop letting everybody lie to you. It's nowhere else. Amen.